Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Java and Jesus with Cody and Chris. We are your hosts.
You're Cody.
And you're Chris.
I am.
And we're just excited to be here. This is our first official episode, so we're still just figuring a lot of things out. Just want to give you guys a little bit of bio, a little background, and what our goal is as we progress and we make more episodes and we start to go on this endeavor in this season that the Lord has us in.
Amen.
So, yeah. So I'm Cody. I'm gonna let Chris go ahead and you just introduce yourself. And
so I'm Chris. From the rip, I was a nutcase. Still a nutcase now, but I'm not as crazy as I used to be because the Lord has helped me with that.
Amen.
Let's just say this before we get diving into our past, everything. Let's say that, you know, every one of us have a past.
Yes.
Some of us are a little more gory and demon detailed, and we'll just leave it at that. But God saved me.
Yeah.
And he placed my feet on solid ground, and so now he brought me here, and so yeah. I've been met up with you now, and
yeah,
we're gonna make a run at doing this podcast together.
Yes.
So
yeah. I'm excited. This it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure that as we continue, you guys will hear several different stories. We were just talking earlier, you know, we definitely at some point are going to share our testimonies.
Yeah.
And I'm sure by now you realize this is a God-centered podcast.
Yeah.
We're just two guys that love God.
Talking about God.
Yes. Java and Jesus. You know, there's nothing like a good cup of coffee and getting in his presence and just talking about what we've been through, our testimonies, our lives.
Yeah.
And we just want to be able to share that, and not only share that from our personal experience, but one of our biggest goals is to allow people to come in and share their testimonies as well. Correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we want to be able to, let people see a different side of testimonies and what that, how big of a range that is, that it's not targeted towards one person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody has their own personal testimony.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
your story may relate to someone else's story.
Exactly.
But we all have different backgrounds.
Yes. Yes.
Your mind is taking a,
yeah,
taking a,
yeah,
a rest on you right
As
now.
You can tell, we're still trying to get everything set up, but that's okay. We're figuring it out as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, everybody has different backgrounds to get us here.
Mm-hmm.
No two stories are the same. There are a lot of similarities, with your past. That's what makes us unique. I think for me, it's pretty cool that God will just intermingle people with different backgrounds. And because of the one common denominator, which is God,
mm-hmm,
he's able to unite us with people from different backgrounds.
Yes.
And different stories, you know.
Yeah.
You may have somebody that's, you know, they were blessed and they were introduced to Jesus at a very early age.
Right.
And then you may have someone that was like us,
mm-hmm,
that Jesus did not get introduced to us until later on.
Right.
And
right,
even after we got introduced to him, we still made some errors along the way. And we had to reestablish that communication with him to get him back in place.
Yeah.
You're struggling over there now, aren't you?
I'm struggling, man, but it's okay. Hey, go ahead, take over for a second.
I'm going to take over for the moment.
Yeah.
So, a little backstory to Java and Jesus is that I actually came to Cody with the idea, back in 2023, the very end of 2023.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, it's been laying on my heart. I really want to do this. And I've got an idea that I want to bounce off of you and see what you think about this. And he said, okay, what is it? And I said, I feel the need that there's a need there to do a podcast. And so immediately Cody was like, okay. Of course, you got to know Cody. Cody, if you give him like an idea, he's going to be like, okay. Well, a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So this was the end of 2023. And we were just kind of goofing around. And we kind of goofed around with the name a little bit. And then we just started singing some weird jingles there at church for a little while. And then all of 2024 went by. And we never got started. And everything was still on the back burner. It was still sitting on the back burner. And so nothing ever came of it. And so finally, a couple months ago, I looked at him and I said, if we do not get this started now, we're never going to do it.
Never.
And so the show idea is that, we're just guys that were saved by the love of Christ, that we want to share the love of Christ with other people. And then the other part of that is we want other people to come to our show and be on part of the show and share their story. And so they can tell exactly what God did in their life. So that's pretty much our show and our premise right there. Yeah.
So yeah.
I think
your
mic's good now, huh?
Yeah, man. The devil is a lie.
Yes. He does not want us doing this podcast.
He definitely does not, you know? Yeah. And from my perspective on that is, I think there are probably more people that actually think about the idea of starting a podcast and don't.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of one of those things, you kind of, it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Like you were saying.
Yeah.
And so I've talked with a couple of other people and I've told Christus before that, I had talked with a couple of other individuals about starting a podcast before. So, in the back of my mind, I always had it there. And then, so when he approached me about it, I said, well, that's just confirmation. That's just God wanting to move, in our lives. And he's called us in that direction. Believe it or not, we can talk and we can talk a lot. So we figured what better way than to just, because for me, and I'm sure for you, this is just, to us, it's just an open forum.
Yeah.
To be able to just sit here and, pick each other's brains spiritually.
Yeah.
Sharpen each other.
Yeah.
Grow and mature in the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to just be able to experience God in a different way.
Yeah.
And be able to share that with the world.
Yeah.
And so I think, what we're doing, for us, this is a new season.
Yeah.
We're stepping into this and we're just going to see what God has in store for us.
Yeah. I just pray that he just takes over.
Yeah.
That's all I want him to do. I just want him to use us.
Yeah.
We've already told him, hey Lord, we'll do whatever you want us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is that I owe him everything.
Yeah.
I would not be sitting here today at this table with you if it wasn't for him.
No.
And so when I made the decision back in 2019 that I wanted to reestablish my life with him, that's what I told him. I made a covenant with him at the altar. And I was like, God, I'll do whatever it is that you want me to do.
Yeah.
But fix me.
Yeah.
Fix me.
Yeah.
And he will take you to some really uncomfortable positions in your life.
Yeah.
He'll take you out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll get you to do new things.
Yeah.
And so, to take a broken vessel like myself,
mm-hmm.
and, I went from not having a good relationship with God. I knew him. I did know him.
Yeah.
I was introduced to him and accepted him at an early age.
Right.
But drifted far away from him. But for him to use this guy here, and now he's got me talking to teenagers about the love of God.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
It is, you know.
But I owe him everything.
Yeah.
I owe him everything.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing what we have seen done in our lives.
Yeah.
And then what we have seen done in other people's lives as well. You know, and you had said that, you know, there was that point where you said, Lord, I'll do whatever, yeah. You know, and there's just something about that surrender,
yeah.
You know, being able to just lay it down, and say, God, you know, you can have it all,
yeah.
You know, and then at that point, you know, we start to develop that relationship with Him. We start to fellowship with Him. We start to spend time with Him, and you know, it kind of gets away from that. Hey, it's not necessarily just because you saved me. Now yeah. I get to have a relationship yeah. with you.
Yeah.
And I get to grow with you and be able to experience life in a way that we never experienced it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and speaking on that, you know, me and Chris both have very different but similar backgrounds.
Yeah.
And so, you know, God, like he said a minute ago, I know if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be sitting here in this
yeah.
room,
yeah.
period. At a table with microphones, iPads, computers, that sort of thing. You know, we would have been at the pawn shop pawning.
with all these items.
iPads, computers, and microphones. Let's That's just so be true. Honest.
Yeah.
And so we're so grateful. And, you know, time is a very valuable thing.
Yeah.
And I believe that what we do with our time definitely kind of shapes yeah. who we are.
Yeah.
And I feel like what better time than now?
Yeah.
Yes, I could be at home just relaxing, watching a movie, getting yeah. ready for the week.
Yeah.
You know, you could as well.
Absolutely.
Could be at
yeah.
home. Yeah. I know Chris gets up incredibly early every day. And so, you know, but no, we yeah. choose to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We choose to be here and we choose to be obedient
yeah.
to the Lord and what he called us to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like as we progress that this, you know, we are going to continue to be obedient
mm-hmm.
and allow the Lord to do what it is that he sees fit to do
yeah.
with this.
Yeah.
You
know, you said we choose him. We're choosing to do this.
Yeah.
And I just look back at even as tore up from the floor up that I was.
Yeah.
And I, even then, like, he still chose me.
Yeah.
Like, he still wanted to be with me then.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I didn't love myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when I was the type of person that I was like, how can anybody love this person?
Mm.
You know, how could my kids still want to be around this person?
Yeah.
And the whole time, you know, that I'm running the most exhausting run I've ever had, and that's running away from God. And the whole time he's just stood there.
Yeah.
And he's had his arms open the entire time, and he's like, you know, I know there have been days that I woke up and I know God probably looked at me and probably at some point in time, and maybe on the daily, I don't know. And I feel that God probably looked and he probably just shook his head and he looked at me and said, are we really going to do this again today?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Are you really going to go then and do this again today?
Right.
Like, you know where this got you yesterday, you know where this got you the day before yesterday, but here we are, you're picking up these pieces. And you're just strolling him around everywhere. And he just sits there. And he sits the whole time. He just keeps his arms open the whole time. And the only thing he wants is he chooses us. He chose me. And he said, I just want to love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is that, you know, we love each other, right? Mm-hmm. And we like to say that, you know, we love each other no matter what. But there's still some conditions that are there. Because there's going to come a time that, you know, I'm going to fail you.
Yeah.
There's going to come a time that you're going to fail me, right?
Yeah.
God never fails you, ever.
Mm.
Never. Not one time has he ever failed anyone. And so because of the fact that he keeps choosing you day in and day out. You know, I tell my students all the time that, you know, there's like 7 billion people on the face of this planet, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But I'm number one on his priority list.
Yeah.
You're number one on his priority list.
Yeah.
I've got an enormous amount of kids, right? And as much as I love them, I can't keep them on the forefront of my mind all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I got a lot of things going on, right? You know, I'm work, I'm married, and things like that or whatever. That's just a lot of things that preoccupy my mind.
Right.
But God's not that way.
No.
It's so awesome that, you know, I am the top spot on this priority list, just like you are. He makes time for all of this. And that's all he wants. All he wants.
And it's like, it's kind of like, you know, like our father, even our earthly father.
Yeah.
You know, you can have 5 kids, you know, 3-4 siblings, whatever. But every time that you spend time with dad on a one-on-one level, it's personal.
Yeah.
It feels like it's only you and him
in
the entire world.
Yeah. Nothing else matters.
No.
Yeah.
But he can turn around and go to his next child and pour into and love him just as much as he loves you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we feel just as important, or we feel the most important.
Like the focus has never been taken off of us ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
And I know a guy, his name is Pastor Philip Jones. and he would always say, why does he love me the best? Or why does he love me so much?
Or more than you.
More than you.
Why does he love me more than you?
Yeah. But that was just, you know, his character. It's just that, hey.
Why am I so blessed?
Why am I so blessed?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, what's your name? But yeah, he, you know, and so that stuck with me too. It's not in the way of he actually believes, you know, that God would love me more.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that
Makes you feel that important.
He makes us feel that important.
Yeah.
And so that's an amazing thing. But
it is.
But yeah.
Unconditionally at that.
Unconditioned. No conditions.
Yeah. I can tell you I love you, but the first time you make me mad, I'm like, I'm gonna love you a little less.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if
you kinda made me mad.
Thankfully God's not that way, because they give me tons and tons of reasons to say,
I'm
not gonna love you anymore.
Oh man.
But he's not like that.
No.
It's amazing. Not.
Yeah, it is.
When you couldn't even love yourself.
Yeah.
You didn't even want to look at yourself in the mirror. You know, I got to a point in my life where I'd look at myself in the mirror and I was like, I didn't even recognize the person that was standing there.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Not even trying to get off into a whole other subject, but.
Right.
But just talking about God's love. I didn't even recognize who I was anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and he still loved me.
Yeah.
He still loved me.
Completely lost identity.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
100%.
Searching for some type of identity.
Yes.
Searching for some kind of love, something. This void that we had.
Right.
And we will try to put everything that we know in its place to try to fill this void.
Exactly.
And we're never going to feel that way. We'll be happy for a season, for that moment.
Yeah.
But it's going to be short-lived.
Yeah, it's temporary.
Best thing I've ever did, though, is when I rededicated and gave my life to Christ back in 2019. Like, Here's the misconception, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that are non-believers, though, they think, oh, you're a Christian, your life is perfect.
Yeah.
So wrong.
So wrong.
It's so wrong. It's, you know, I go through stuff on the daily.
Right.
You go through stuff on the daily.
Yes.
I mean, In the time that we've been friends, I mean, I've seen things happen,
man,
in your life, and you know, most people, they want to go jump straight off the bridge head first, right?
Yeah.
But because that peace that you have, knowing that you know,
exactly,
it's what keeps us sane.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And that's where, and
it's awesome feeling.
Yeah. And that comes in, you know, with wisdom.
Yeah.
Because if it was, you know, there's a purpose in the journey.
Yeah.
There's a purpose in the learning.
Yeah.
And I tell my daughter that a lot, too. I say, you know, hey, gain wisdom.
Yeah.
I said, you know, everything that you go through, gain wisdom from it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to learn from it.
Yeah.
But where is the lesson coming from?
Yeah.
The Lord or the enemy?
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the enemy roams around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we allow him to do that and to take, to try to control and manipulate our thoughts, then that's who we'll be learning from.
Yeah.
You know, but where is that lesson that we need it to be coming from is from the Lord.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So,
yeah.
And we gain that wisdom. So when you look, when we look at it on the back end of it, we say, man, that, that might have sucked in the moment when I was in that, but wow, look at what I've learned now. We couldn't sit here and share openly and honestly had we not went through the journey.
Yeah.
You know, had we not went, and we are still continuing to go through it.
Oh yeah.
And so I think that's one of the beautiful things about the Lord. And I was thinking earlier when you said, we were talking about how much he loves us, and Ephesians, it reminded me of Ephesians, you know, for it is by grace through faith we are saved, not of ourselves. It is a gift from God.
It is.
This is a perfect gift.
Absolutely.
You know, and we are made perfect in his image.
Yeah.
And, but we're flawed, you know, we're flawed human beings.
I was tore from the floor up, man.
Yeah.
I'm still jacked up.
Yeah. Yeah. My life was in shambles too.
Yeah.
You know, and there wasn't, I think we'll just, we'll save some
of those. Save that one. Absolutely. We'll do that.
You know, but I think, and we're going to try to organize some topics.
Yeah.
We're going to organize.
Won't be so scatterbrained. Won't be so off the wall.
Yeah. It's first episode.
We're kind of working. We're still working the bugs out.
So I think.
My goal is, you know, I think, and I know your goal is that we want more people on. We want them sharing their story. We're praying that people will share this. They'll enjoy this. Because all in all, the only thing we want to do is we just want to lift up. We want to glorify God. And that's what we look for other people to do too. We just, I told Cody earlier, and I was telling my wife earlier, and I said, I want this to work so much, so bad. I want this to carry on. I want listeners to just, not because they just enjoy listening to me or enjoy listening to you, but they enjoy listening with the content that comes off of this because it's relatable.
Yeah.
I want to be relatable. And I told you, I said, if us doing this, doing all the preparation, getting all ready to do like that, if one person, one person's life's changed, if one person comes to know Jesus Christ as their personal savior, or one person totally rededicates their life, or maybe their walk that they had, it wasn't as close, but now it is, and they use this show to get them there. Worth everything. And that's all I want to do. No credit for myself other than God just used us as a conduit to do it. And, you know, he used two goofy guys from Blount County, Alabama.
That's it.
To spread the good news, the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll work on my crown that I'm going to get later on for that.
Absolutely. Because we could be, we could just be sitting out on the front porch together. Talking. You know? And that's good. Right? But there might be somebody else that needs to hear what it is that we could be talking about. And I know one of our goals is to be vulnerable. We want to be able to be open. We want to be able to share, and we want to be able to be real and raw. We don't know where these shows will go. We don't know how, what subject's going to be. We don't know how, you know, if we need to give like a parental advisory before the episode. Or we might have a 12-year-old or 13-year-old, one of your students, our kids at Love's Crossing, you know, in here sharing their testimony.
And I think what would be one of the coolest things ever is that because of the situation that I put my kids through, I am so wanting to hear their testimony of like where God took over in their life and got them to this point to get through while their dad was not around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I keep giving little morsels there, but I think that'd be the awesomest thing ever, is because I wish they would just be able to work up the courage to tell their story, because they're going to have an awesome story.
Yeah. You know, like, very powerful.
Your daughter's going to have an awesome story.
Yes. Yeah.
An awesome couple stories, actually, probably. So.
Yeah.
But just to hear their point of view, seeing where they saw their parents struggle, where God got them from here to here.
Mm-hmm.
And then while he was taking care of dad, he was still taking care of me at the same time,
Because
there's some hurt there, And they're going to have a really incredible story. Yeah. So to have them come on.
Yeah.
And the share. It's going to take some bravery.
Yeah, it's going to definitely take, especially with our children. I mean, Chris got like 8, but, and that reminds me, when you're sitting there saying that, it reminds me of the Gospels, that Matthew, Mark wouldn't be complete without Luke and John.
Yeah.
You know, and vice versa.
Yeah.
They all walked through it and saw it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So there was nothing that's not unrelatable.
Yeah.
At somewhere in those 4 books, you're going to find some relation to that.
Yeah.
And each person had a different personality.
Yeah.
They were in a different walk in their life. They came from different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And they encountered Jesus differently.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly how our family members, from young to old, they encountered Jesus. They sought after the Lord, even on our behalf, differently.
Yeah.
And so, that fires me up. I'm excited to be able to get some of those perspectives. And maybe we can even have, a father and a son come in and share together.
That'd be tough, huh?
That would be tough, But there's going to be some breakthrough through that.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be some healing, some deliverance, and we're going to see miracles, I'm not a social media guy, honestly.
Yeah.
But if we can use this, what the enemy meant for evil, and use it for good.
Yeah.
It's going to be powerful.
I like what you did there. That was nice.
Yeah. So it's going to be, it's going to be really exciting, and we're really pumped.
Yeah.
You think how long we went?
I don't know. I think this is pretty good here.
Yeah.
It's good.
About wrap it up.
Opener. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Yeah.
I think what I'd like to do though is, will it pray us out, that we should start everyone
we did pray before
28 minutes.
Our tech team is informing us that we're 28 minutes, so we want to try to keep these kind of we don't want to go too long. At first
I just want to take us wherever the Lord leads us.
Absolutely
However long, it doesn't matter. I think this was a good start though.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna hate the way I sound when we play back. That's okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're gonna have to get used to that weird "who is this other guy talking?" because I've never heard this voice.
Oh, I know, right?
sort of thing. So, and I feel like each episode that you'll learn a little bit more about us.
Yeah.
Of course, and we don't even honestly. And I think we could both agree, we don't even know what the next episode's going to look like.
No idea.
So we are, for one, because, we haven't really dove into that, to that next step. We want to get this out here.
Yeah.
This is like an icebreaker
for
us. We want to be able to, okay, so we've got something set in stone now.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, this is an accomplishment.
It took a long time to get here.
Yes. So, I think we're fired up.
So I guess on behalf of Cody and myself, we thank you for listening with us today.
Mm-hmm.
We wish you well. We hope to for you to listen to us and to come see us again. We just want to share what God has done with people and done with us.
Yes.
And so we thank you for joining in with us today. So, Cody, you want to pray us out of here?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Lord, through this program, God, through this platform, Lord, that you've given us, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for us just being obedient, Lord. We thank you, God, that you have given us this opportunity, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we just pray, God, that even now, Lord, that you're planting seeds, God, in the hearts of the people that are listening and that will be listening, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We just pray, God, that you'll prepare our hearts even more, God, to be able to encounter you in a deeper way, Father, and to use this specific thing that you have called us to do, Lord, to reach people, God, in a way, Father, like never before, God. We pray that lives be changed, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, God, that we'll be obedient, Lord, to your spirit, Father. God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We love you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Great show, boy. I appreciate you, Cody. Yeah.
Thanks.
Until next time.
Chris.
All right, I did it.
Yes. Yeah.